Okay, we are back here. I'm Mr. Petey Pete, and I am very happy this morning to have joining me here at WGXC, who is a regular visitor with me, and I am regularly pleased when she visits me. It's Liz Kirkus with the Greene County Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning. How
are you doing today, Liz?
I am fantastic. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing quite well. It's a beautiful day out, beautiful weather, beautiful to be here in Catskill, Greene County.
The beautiful calm before the, apparently the storm tomorrow.
Is that right? I've been hearing, but I'm not quite sure about that because I'm not always dependent on the weather forecast. My father told me I should always be a weather
Look out the window and figure it out from there.
I'd always be at least 50% right is what he referred to it.
Yeah,
so
it's funny, one of the things I'll announce today is we had an event tomorrow that we've now postponed because of this, you know. Storm warning, you know, it's like, but outside right now it is really quite a glorious day, but yeah, it's a little crazy. But
so
yeah.
It's delayed. Do you got another time for it yet?
Yes, we do. So I can jump right into that.
I didn't mean to bum rush on that one. So you can go wherever you want to go.
No, that's fine. Actually, I will mention this first. So we had scheduled for tomorrow our Lunch and Learn Media and Marketing Roundtable was scheduled for Wednesday the 7th at La Conquistadora Restaurant right here in Catskill from 11:30 to 1, and we are officially postponing it due to this storm warning watch. So just to be on the safe side, and we realize that people are traveling from all over Greene County and stuff, so we are rescheduling it for Wednesday, March 28th. So it's going to be in a couple of weeks. So the luncheon for tomorrow is rescheduled for the 28th of March. So I did a email blast about it. But yes, just to get it on the airwaves. Don't show up at La Conquistadora tomorrow. Well, you can show up there, but don't expect to have the media marketing roundtable.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah. So no.
It's something to look forward later.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. So, and with anything, you know, obviously check your schedules because I don't even know what's going to be open tomorrow. Yeah, it's one of those weird storms. It's like, is it happening? Is it not happening? You know,
You know, and I tell everybody too that I've lived in New York pretty much on and off all my life, and a lot of times March has the most snow.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how it goes.
It's like those
we can hope for the best. We want as much snow as we can get.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the mountaintop will be like, woohoo. But
I know, right?
It's like Facebook will do that, you know, and they like memories from 5 years ago, you know, and it's like there'll be like this massive picture I took of like a snowstorm. Like that happened a lot in February. It was like your memory from 6 years ago. And I was like, wow, it really snowed 6 years
ago. Well, there's a famous picture that I've seen many times of Catskill on Main Street. I believe it's like 1960.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
And I just found out the guy that's in that car, that's in the one guy in the front of the picture, ran the bridge. He was you would call the bridge headsman or whatever.
He was
the
bridge authority dude.
Yeah, the bridge authority dude. That's exactly it.
I think that's the official title,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, yes. And that was him in there. I learned that from my barber.
Oh, see?
Who's around that time. And yeah, isn't that quite the picture of all the snow? And
yeah, that's
how
amazing.
How Main Street looked back then. And
I love those old photos. Yeah, right. That's amazing. And actually, there's a business in town called Catskill Collectibles. Tom O'Leary, I don't know if you've seen his stuff around. He collects old photographs and old things, and he's very much into the history of Catskill in this area.
Is that on that side of Main Street?
No, he actually doesn't have a storefront. He has an Etsy shop, and he's he posts a lot of stuff on Facebook, so people will share his posts, but he's got a lot of those really great postcards of like downtown Main Street and Catskill and photographs and stuff. But he's got a couple of those pictures, like you just mentioned, of like, you know, pictures of how Main Street used to be, the different shops, and you know, springtime shots, wintertime shots and stuff. So I love looking at that.
Well, it's funny you would say that because there's a store. Two gentlemen own the store on that side of me. You can't see where I'm pointing, but it's we'll leave that it's on Main Street.
Right. And, the one next to the movie theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what to tell you about that, when I lived up north in New York, when I lived in a small town called Dolgeville, which is outside of Little Falls, which is outside of Herkimer, which is outside of Utica. So that's how small Dolgeville is. I got to name three three other places that are bigger than that, so you might know where it is.
Right, right.
My dad ran a tea company out there, but but I went to junior high school out there and elementary, actually, at one point when I moved back and forth there. But I went into that store and I got a postcard of my junior high.
You're kidding.
I think it was, I want to say it was Alfred Newman, but I think that's isn't that comic that they,
Matt, I don't know.
Yeah. So I don't think it was that. But anyways, I got this postcard and it's sentimental to me. And so
that's great.
To give reference to what you were talking
about. Yeah, those guys actually have great stuff in their shop and they do carry exactly those vintage postcards. But yeah, Tom's got some amazing ones. But the great thing is he'll post them so everybody can see them, you know, on Facebook. And I just love looking at there was the department store. Was it Newberry's? In town. And
yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah,
before.
There's like all these different, you know, places that people who've grown up here and lived here all their lives
there
remember.
There was a meat store. People are really fond of that they would have a complete meat store. And the hotels that we had, the beautiful, big, robust hotels that we had on Main Street. A lot of that's left, of course. And even up by Walmart, up by the smoke shop up there and all that. I just hear stories again and again of all these places, these vacation places or these really unique
It's
stores
funny.
In and out of town. But we still have some great places here now.
No, we do. And there's definitely, like, I think, you know, the past few times I've been on, we've been talking about this kind of revival of this sort of smaller business, mom and pop business, you know, that's been popping up. And I think that, you know, more and more people want that. They want the small town. They want they want to be able to talk to the person who grows the food, has the meat, you know, does, it's like, I think that that's coming back again. There's a sort of, you know, nostalgia for that. Like people want to be able to walk to their main street or drive to a main street and be able to get most of the things that they need, you know?
Well, and we also have unique places that are very specific. You had talked about the place that with the skis, I believe. Was it the skis?
Oh, the skates.
Skates.
Yeah.
The skates, yeah.
Yeah, Marchese that, Racing.
With even dealing with the Olympics and so specific, and that's in our area. I mean, we have.
And you know what was so cool? I was over at my mom's and she had the Olympics on one night and they were doing the recaps of the day and they were showing some of the speed skating and I saw one of the skates that they made. I was like, it was like, at lightning speed.
You're funny.
But I was like, that's one of their, whoa. You know, it just like blew my mind. I was it was distinctive though, because they have such a distinctive, you know, brand to them, like the style that they have. And I was like, oh my God, they weren't kidding. They really do outfit like most of the Olympic skaters.
Right. I think you said a huge percentage of them.
Yeah. Like, I feel like 90% of them. It's bizarre. But I was like, yay. I'm like, go Green County.
I touched that shoe.
Exactly. I saw that. So I have, I think I mentioned last time, there is a lot going on,
that's why I'd love to have you.
Fantastic. So I'll go through the chamber events first, and then we can talk about all sorts of other fun. But as I mentioned, Lunch and Learn for Tomorrow at La Concordora has been postponed to Wednesday, 3/28. So if you were planning on attending that, please join us on the 28th. We would love to have you. If there's anybody that couldn't make it tomorrow, but now all of a sudden can make it on the 28th, let me know. You can RSVP to info@greencountychamber.com. And that's green with an E. info@greencountychamber.com.
Why do people want to go to that? What is that all about?
Thank you for bringing that up, Pete. Why would people want to go to this? Not only do you get a delicious lunch from La Concordora if you haven't eaten there, Cheryl does an amazing job. Her staff is wonderful. Great lunch. And a lot of busy, you know, business people don't really have time for lunch, but if they can justify going and learning about something or doing something, you know, it's kind of like they can go and enjoy themselves. So different from our power networking lunch, the Lunch and Learn seminar, we are going to have a panel, and I believe it's going to consist of it was either two or three. I know Jeff had secured our speakers. So it's the Lunch and Learn Media Marketing Roundtable. So we basically bring in experts in the field of marketing and media marketing. So we're going to have someone from Columbia Green Media. We're also having someone from Cornerstone, which is a person who has their own website, multimedia, you know, company. So they're going to come in and they're going to, you know, speak to the group about ways you can get your business out there. What are you currently doing? Things that work, because everybody's business, as we know, is very unique. So for some person, you know, some people still might get a bulk of their business from paper advertising. So, you know, depending on what your business model is, you might put an ad in a local newspaper or a penny saver or whatever, and that might be your clientele. Other people, they might get more bang for their buck if they have, you know, a really nice social media presence. So depending on what your business is, if you have a Facebook page, if you have Instagram, if you have a website, if there's links to things, you know. And the same with just online advertising. You know, is it worth you taking an ad out? You know, advertising on WGXC, is radio the way that you need to get your message out? You know, is cable television, is Mid-Hudson Cable the way to get your message out? Is advertising on a website like a chamber website? So it really, you know, they kind of take a look at and talk to the people about, you know, what's the most effective way to market, and really talk about like who your target audience is as well. So if you've been in business for many, many years, perfect example, we've had some chamber members that just joined within the last year who've been in business for like 40 years and they just never joined the chamber. And they're like, you know what? We've been doing business a certain way for so long. We'd like to reach more people. We'd like to connect with more businesses. So again, it's like people trying new ways. You know, if you've been doing the same thing for the, you know, all along, and it's really not changed your whole plan, you know, maybe you need to consider other things. And sometimes people don't know where to start. I mean, I know when I had the shop here on Main Street, you know, it's hard to say, okay, well, is it Facebook? Is it, you know, is it my website? Do I advertise on the radio? You know, what it is, I found that it was a combination of a lot of things just to get the message out there. But some people have very specific businesses. So this is kind of, you know, we try and get as many experts in the field that we can to come to the lunch and speak directly to the group. And they obviously get some chances, you know, the audience gets a chance to ask questions and they can meet with them, you know, privately afterwards if they want. But it's a really nice learning experience for chamber members, and non-members are welcome to come as well.
Yeah, as well as meeting. I mean, we have a lot of new businesses here.
Yeah.
And to get to know them, if you're the one that's been here for a while and you're meeting somebody new, and it's a great contact, as well as informational learning, like you just...
Yeah, lunch and learn.
Yeah,
so,
aforementioned, yeah.
So that... For all those reasons, come on the 28th to the Lunch and Learn. So yes,
cool.
La Concadora right here on Main Street. So that's very good. And our next business after hours, which is our networking business after hours, is at the Rip Van Winkle Brewing Company, which is, it's actually Angela's, which is out on 32. So it's in Catskill. If you're going out towards Story's Farm, at that light, you would make the left, and it's the same business as Angela's. They've just, they were brewing beer there, and they decided to revamp their name to the Rip Van Winkle Brewing Company. So it's the same people, same owners.
So wait a minute.
You go out of town. If you're leaving Catskill, so you pass, you know, Price Chopper, you're going out of town on 23, follow it all the way to that light where Story's Farm is on the left-hand side. You would make a left at that light.
Right.
It's about a half mile down there on the right-hand side of the road.
Okay, I know where that is. Did you say Crossroads or did you say
Rip Van Winkle Brewing Company.
Okay, Rip Van Winkle, yes.
So they were brewing beer. Rip Van Winkle Brewing Company was brewing beer there. And, you know, so it was the same business, but it was Angela's Italian Bistro. And then they did the beer, and now they've decided to revamp and call it the Rip Van Winkle Brewing Company. So
that's neat.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have delicious food. So they're going to do our business after hours.
And that's a great location, too.
Great location. They have great food. They obviously have some nice craft beer. So it's a nice location. And Joey, the owner, is fabulous. His son and his daughter are very involved in the business. So it's a nice family run business. And yeah, they always do a good time. It's, you know, it's always a nice spread. We have a good time there. So that's going to be from 5 to 7 on March 22nd, which is a Thursday.
And that's basically networking.
That's networking.
Get together with the local businesses and share ideas or just meet and greet.
Yeah, meet and greet. We just had we just had the one at Hilo this past week, which was fabulous. And that was the joint one between Hilo and Kerwin's Game Store. And it was great. I mean, we had a great turnout, nice food. Everybody was mingling. Everybody was meeting each other. Tony from Kerwin's brought some games over. So we set up some board games in the back area. It was so great. Yeah. Look, if you go on our Facebook page, you can see some pictures from it. But he was great. So some of the business people, you know, sat down and learned games and learned more about what Kerwin's did. And it was very interactive. Yeah, everybody
That's
had a great
awesome.
Time. Yeah, so it was good. And, you know, I was noticing as I was sort of like walking through the crowd that people were introducing themselves. So it wasn't like you went and just like hung out with people, you know, like people were saying, oh, hi, you know, and, you know, my name's so-and-so, I own this shop. Oh, really? Well, I, you know, I have this business, you know, in the next town. It was just like a nice, it was nice to see people connecting.
Right.
You know, because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know what kind of connection you're going to make. So, and it was a fun atmosphere. So yeah, so the next business after hours is March 22nd, which is a Thursday from 5 to 7.
And where, once, I'm going to stop you here. And how can people get a hold of all this information?
We're
gonna
all get, this information.
We're going to give this out a couple times during the program.
We're going to give this out a couple times. Ahead. So if you go, you can go to our website, which is greencountychamber.com. And that's green with an E, greencountychamber.com. There's a calendar of our events on there, as well as our main events are posted on the homepage. You can actually sign up for our newsletter on our website, which will then give you, we do a weekly e-news blast about all of our events. So if you'd like to keep in the loop, you can sign up for our newsletter there. But all the information is on greencountychamber.com. We also have our Green County Chamber of Commerce Facebook page where we list our different events as well. So there's a couple different ways.
So you can get on that right now and listen through your ears and type through your fingers and look through your eyes and be totally active and do this right now. You can get on that site. But go ahead, Liz.
Check it out. No worries. So next stuff is coming up in April. We have, and I think I mentioned last time, we had changed the date of our Women in Business dinner. So we do a quarterly Women in Business event. And as per the name, it is ladies only, women in business event. So,
hey now.
So we're having it at Mossman's, which is a very nice restaurant in Round Top. So that's going to be on April 19th. So there was a date change on that. We had originally scheduled it for, I think it was the 24th, but is actually April 19th at Mossman's restaurant. And again, all this information is on our Facebook and our website. And the new thing that we've added, usually once a year we do, with the county, we do a tourism seminar. And we have now revamped and rescheduled, and now we're going to do what's called the State of the County. So it is, sounds like it is. We're basically going to talk about everything to do with Greene County. And that's going to be on April 25th, and it's going to be at the Lumberyard right here in Catskill. So, yes, kind of behind our offices right here. The Lumberyard building that was taken over, the new dance company that's come up. Yep.
That way.
Yes, okay. I know.
Yeah.
If you could get a visual of Pete and I right now trying to point.
Yeah. She's pointing up.
I'm pointing up. To He's pointing. Spin me around once. Don't even know. So, yeah, at the Lumberyard. There'll be more information about this. So this is for a this is for people who have businesses in Greene County are going to be obviously invited to come to this state of a county. It's basically an address. So it's going to be people from the county. Some county dignitaries are going to be invited. Jeff Friedman, my president and executive director, is going to speak about the business end of things. So there's going to be an actual presentation. So for this portion of it, we are going to have people RSVP, and you do have to have a business, you know, in Greene County.
Right.
For now, after that, immediately after that, we're going to tack on our April business after hours. So that's going to be nice. So the Lumberyard is, we're going to be hosting our business after hours there. And we're going to be bringing in some local breweries, wineries, some food and stuff. So that is actually open for people to come to. Again, we obviously would prefer an RSVP for that. But I'm going to have more information about this the next time I come and meet with you. But okay. I just wanted to state that instead of doing the tourism seminar this year, that we've changed it to the State of the County address, and it will be here at the Lumberyard in Catskill, and that's going to be on April 25th.
Cool
deal. All right. So let's talk about China again. Let's talk about China.
I saw that. I saw that. And I've been fantasizing about that, thinking that somehow I can work this out. No, seriously. I think this is such a great deal.
It is an amazing deal.
I know
deal.
We're not mentioning prices and so forth, but it is quite the
it is a great deal. And we're having a meeting this Thursday, an orientation for anybody who wants to come by and learn more about it. And I will be posting. So originally we were going to have the meeting on Thursday at 5:30 in our office right here on Main Street. We actually have so many people interested in this.
Really?
We've outgrown our office. So right now we are going to be, I will state this, we will be having it somewhere on Main Street.
In a bigger, maybe right on Main Street.
Exactly.
Itself,
maybe just on the sidewalk. Who knows? But yes, we will be having this. So it is happening. If you would like more information. So for those who didn't hear our last month's discussion, the Greene County Chamber of Commerce and the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce were offering this trip to China. And it's going, basically, it's a 9-day package, including airfare, hotel, transportation, 3 meals a day, tours, tour guide. It's really like the whole kit and caboodle.
Now, we're not going to mention the prices because that's not what we do here with Community Radio. But I can tell you that if you check out her site yourself and check out the price for how many days?
9 days.
9 days. It's an amazing.
It's really like the airfare alone.
But it's up to you to check out.
Yes, up to you to check out the price.
And
go to our Facebook
itself.
Page. Go to our website.
But
absolutely.
If you happen to check that out, I think you would find what would be satisfactory.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, round trip airfare, hotel, 3 meals a day, all the tours, all the guides, free entrance to the attractions, and it's 4 different cities in China. So, it's going to be from October 7th to October 15th. So if you'd like more information about it, you do not have to be a chamber member to go on this trip. So, you know, if you want more information, again, you can go to greencountychamber.com. You can go to our Facebook page, and you can actually email me directly if you'd like at Liz, L-I-Z, at greencountychamber.com, green with an E. I always say that.
True.
Green with an E. So, yeah, so that's a wonderful thing.
Green with an I.
Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah, that is a great deal. And like I said, I've been checking that out. But I was going to say, and to go on that, if you go into a foreign land, you will be having local people around you, people that you know. It won't be as if you're getting on one of the big ships and you know nobody.
Yeah, you know,
this
good point,
This is kind of neat
Pete.
That you would know.
Yeah.
And even if you don't know those people, happenstance, you will know a few, that you would be able to talk about things that you would know about at least.
That's a really good point. Yeah, unlike going on, say, like, you know, a big cruise or just, you know, maybe you go with a couple friends, but you don't know anybody. I mean, it's going to be people from Greene County, people from Columbia County, people who own local businesses. So it's going to be a really nice grouping, like Pete just mentioned, of people going over there. And I think it's going to be wonderful. And I encourage all of you to check it out because, as Pete mentioned, the price is so incredible. And we were able to get this group rate because we're doing it as a chamber event with multiple chambers. And that's how we got this. Airfare alone for this would be out of this world. So, yeah. So I've definitely checked that out.
Okay.
The next big thing that's coming up, which we discussed, is Restaurant Week. Greene County Restaurant Week. So it's the third year we're doing this. And it starts in April. So it's April 6th.
And let me tell you, people, Greene County has some awesome restaurants.
Amazing restaurants. So I'm still gathering the ones who will be officially participating, but I can give you some teasers. So just right here. Right here alone. Right on Ye Olde Main Street, we've got New York Restaurant. So we added lunch this year. This was the big thing I think I mentioned last time I was here.
Right.
So Restaurant Week was, the last couple of years has just been dinner. And we've added lunch this year. So that was great because it enabled a couple of the restaurants that only do breakfast and lunch to participate. So we've got New York Restaurant is participating this year. We've got Taste of Catskill, which is participating. Garden Gate, Taste of Catskill and Garden Gate are two of those restaurants that do breakfast and lunch. So they were able to join in this year. La Concadora is doing it. Wasana's is doing it. So, yeah. So just right here on Main Street, we have some amazing businesses. Creekside is doing it.
What about the Mexican restaurant behind the bank?
She actually, Anai wanted to do it. She's going to be on vacation.
Oh.
So note to self, the week of Restaurant Week, La Casa Latina is going to be closed.
Okay.
But no, she was really bummed out because she really wanted to do it, but she's going to visit family.
No,
so
that's understandable.
Yeah, so it was really great. But yeah, that's just a little teaser of what we have here. We also have up in Athens, we have Hager's Harbor, Crossroads in Athens, Reef Gauche in Athens,
nice.
Which is really great. Gracie's in Leeds is joining us.
Nice.
We have Cask and Rasher in Coxsackie.
What about Betty's?
Betty's, I need to follow up with them. But yeah, I physically gave applications to just about everybody. So, yeah, so we'll be following up with everybody on that. And then up the mountain as well. So we've got Bavarian Manor, which is in Round Top. Up in Wyndham, we've got Chicken Run, Chalet Fondue, Bistro Brie in Bordeaux. So there's quite a few restaurants. So you really can, you know, and on our website, we will have the link to dineingreen.com. And our dineingreen.com site is going to list out all the participating restaurants, and we're going to have their menus that you're going to be able to click on and see what everybody's offering for restaurant week. So it'll be a prefix menu for dinner and for those who are doing lunch. And you'll be able to look through and see what the different restaurants are offering. So a lot of people last year went to multiple restaurants. They took advantage of the week.
You had said that. And you'd also said that it gives people opportunity to go to these restaurants that they haven't been to before and to realize that, you know, I think you even mentioned last month that you went to a restaurant and you said, you know, you went in and you had never been there. And then you realized the awesomeness of it. And, which gets the people out there to actually invest in the time to go to these places and to realize that there is some fine cuisine out there.
Yeah, it's really great. You know, and if there's a restaurant that you've never tried or a restaurant that you felt was maybe a little out of your price range, you know, it's like, you know, go and try it out for Restaurant Week, because I think you'll be surprised. I've found that a lot of restaurants, you know, that people have said, that's a little pricey or that's whatever. Once you get there, you realize you can probably get something and not break the bank. You know, it's just, you know, a lot of these restaurants have so many different options and so many different things to offer. So it's worth getting out there, checking out a new place, or even going to one of your favorite places and just, you know.
And if money is an option, then there's a whole list of restaurants that have various prices too. So
yeah. So the great thing about this year
something
is
something for everybody.
Yep. So we've offered some different price ranges as well. So for dinner this year, it looks like most restaurants will have the option to do a $15 prefix or a $25 prefix. And then for lunches, it's a $10 prefix or a $15 prefix. So again, you have some options of getting, you know, a really great meal, you know, and supporting, again, a local restaurant, which I think is, you know, very important.
Yes.
Support your local economy.
Yeah.
And then we also have some sponsorship opportunities, you know, that go along with Restaurant Week. So some of the local businesses that aren't restaurants have been sponsoring Restaurant Week. So I really, you know, my apologies for not bringing the list, but just off the top of our head, the county building that does the Buy in Green, Invest in Green program,
right,
they're one of our sponsors. Greater Northern Catskills, you know, they're one of our sponsors. Columbia Green Media is a sponsor. Almanac Weekly. We actually, Trustco Bank this year is sponsoring Restaurant Week, which is really great. And Bavarian Manor, who's participating in Restaurant Week, has also decided to sponsor us. So that was kind of nice. Yeah, I thought that was really great. The local radio stations sponsor us. So we also have the Rip Up the Mountain and the Cat. So they do a nice thing for us, as well as Mid-Hudson Cable. We do some advertising on them as well. So yeah, so we have a nice nice grouping of people who want to sponsor. And then actually the Columbia Green Media is doing a nice piece on Restaurant Week, and there's some advertising opportunities with that as well.
Okay, Columbia Green Media?
Yeah, so that's the Daily Mail.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, so they...
They're doing an article?
It's considered what they call a piece. So for Small Business Saturday, they did sort of like this separate insert, and they've done it for other things as well.
Okay.
That's just like a separate kind of an insert that... So what we're working on them with is doing this separate insert, and it's going to be... restaurants will have the chance to do some advertising, and they have these special rates for the restaurants to advertise. And they're also going to do a little piece about Restaurant Week, you know, how it got started, what's going on, you know, and then, you know, hopefully by then we'll have the full list of restaurants participating. So it's just a nice added thing that we've been able to partner with them on. So there's different advertising opportunities for that as well. So,
cool.
Which is great. But so again, I'll be talking more about that, obviously, when we meet next time. But yeah, so Restaurant Week, and actually, when we meet next time, are we right in the middle of Restaurant Week? I need a calendar really quick. Let's see. Yeah, because it's the 6th through the 15th. So when am I back here with PD? Let's see. Yeah, actually, you know what? I will be coming to you. This is perfect. The next time I come to you will be right before Restaurant Week, so I can probably give you the absolute full list of restaurants and all the good stuff. So,
and possibly some food samples?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. If any of the restaurants are listening right now.
Possible some take home.
Exactly. Samples? If any of the restaurants are listening right now, we would like some samples so that way we could promote
true, actually. I didn't think of it that way. Yeah.
There we go, Neva. Here's the next promotion. Yeah. Any restaurant who would like to get some promotion can bring samples to the Catskill WGXC
and for the half an hour, all you hear is
right.
That was good.
It's like those shows on TV where they go around and they, you know, they go to different restaurants and, you know, the person's talking, you know, they get samples of the food and they're like, oh, this is so delicious. And you're like, really?
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah. Swallow before you speak. Yeah. You're like, that's great. So funny. So yeah, so that's restaurant week going on. So yeah. What else is happening in the world, Pete? I'll tell you.
Well, this is good. We got a lot of good things going on here, and you'll be back next month to the day before the start of the restaurant.
Yeah, so, yes, I will be here the Tuesday before the start of restaurant week, and, yes, I will be able to go through the entire list with everybody, which is wonderful. And then I think the other thing that I mentioned that went out is we have our annual – it's actually our 14th annual golf tournament coming up in May. And those flyers went out, and this is going to be at the
You mentioned that before, didn't you? Yeah, you mentioned that.
Mentioned it last time. Yeah. Our golf tournament is happening on May 18th, and it's at the Catskill Golf Club up in Jefferson Heights.
Jefferson Heights, for those not in the know, is connected to Catskill,
yes.
And it's right up the bridge, up the hill, and it's a great place. It's a really nice restaurant, and it's a really nice golf course. It's kind of set back off of
and Bistro 27 is being part of Restaurant Week as well. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes, there you go. Oh, yeah, okay. There you go, the restaurant. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. Yeah, so the golf, so we're doing our 14th annual golf tournament on Friday, May 18th.
It's the what? How many annual?
14th annual.
Wow.
Yeah, so, which is fantastic. So we're doing that. And obviously looking for individual golfers as well as teams. And there's also some sponsorship opportunities with that. But it's a really fun day. It's always a good time. I had a blast last year. We did it up at Blackhead Mountain Resort, and it was just a really nice.
Isn't it a certain type of game though? Isn't it? It isn't like a full fledged. It's I forget what it's called, where you the best ball wins.
Well, we actually, it's like, so yeah, you're playing all the holes, and then we have a hole-in-one competition. We also have a putting competition. So there's other things going on throughout the day.
Now, wait a minute. You said hole-in-one. Is there ever any hole-in-ones that are made?
Last year, there was not. I don't know if there were in previous years. I was actually in charge of manning that particular hole to see if anybody actually got the ball. And because, you know, I have a lot of friends who golf, and they like, you know, they're like, oh, I swear it went in. Yeah, okay.
Or they have an extra golf ball in their pocket, and they...
Right, yeah. Oops.
Flick it out on the green.
Yeah. Oops.
There it is.
That? Yeah. I always think of that movie Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
When it's like right before they're gonna blow up all the gophers, you know, and it's like everybody's watching the ball, you know.
I know, it falls in. Yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah, that is a classic movie. But yeah, so golf tournament coming up. So yeah, so all sorts of fun stuff happening in Greene County, and as we mentioned a million times, and I'll mention again, if you go to our website, greencountychamber.com, you can get all of the events, the calendar, what's going on. If you have any questions about any of the events, if you would like to get more information about becoming a member, you can email me at liz@greencountychamber.com. Our office is right here on Main Street in Catskill, right across from the courthouse and right next to A&G. So if you want to pop in and say hi, we'd love to see you. And and as I mentioned, all of our events are open to members and non-members. So if you're not a member and you would like to check out our events, you know, please let me know. Come on by and...
Well, check this out. We have beautiful restaurants to go to eat. We have golfing going on, and we have trips to China.
Yeah.
Really? What else could you ask for?
What more can you ask for, really? Yeah, it's a lot going on, so I'm very, very pleased at all the good stuff happening.
Liz, I much appreciate you stopping by always and informing the crowd
Thank
of what's
you,
going
Pete.
On. Was there anything else that you
No, I think we actually, we banged through this, yeah, pretty good this year. And then, goal has been reached? Did we reach goal for GXC?
Yes. Yes. Oh, Liz,
woo-hoo!
Thank you for the hookup yourself.
Yeah.
I heard you call
no,
in,
I
and
just...
I appreciate that. One of the local community people that helped support WGXC, Liz is, and as many people are, and we did make our goal, and I want to thank all the people that called
everybody.
In or mailed in or interneted in, and for all the programmers that participated in and worked so hard to reach that goal. That was great.
Yeah, I was out in the car, and it's funny because I have one of those cars with like the antenna doesn't go up all the way, so I get like limited stations. So depending on where I am, I get GXC. So I happened to be in Coxsackie, and I got you guys, and I'm listening, and I'm like, and I guess it just I was oblivious to the fact that we were still in fundraising mode. And I was like, oh, and then, you know, it's like, and I heard you, and I was just like, I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, why haven't I contributed? And I think it's just one of those things that, you know, and I can say that about most of organizations and stuff when they have fundraisers. It's like, you know, you want to support, and then you do, you forget, you go on with your day. You're like, you know, you know that a fundraising campaign's going on, you know that something's going on, you're like, oh, you know. And I was like, I was literally in my car and called in to the office, and Lynn Schloniker picked up the phone. I was like, Lynn, it's Liz. I said, I feel bad. I haven't done this before, but I definitely want to do this. So yeah.
And that was great. I mean, that was a great time. You do it once, you do it twice, you do it when you can. And,
yeah.
But to get back to the point where you said you're in 10 and you only get it in certain spots, that's why I realize now why sometimes you'll be like parked in the middle of Main Street. The windows roll down and the music cranked up, or down on 23. I'll see you parked in the middle of 23.
There you go. Yeah. It's so funny. Every now and then I'm like, yay, I can hear stuff. Yeah. So that's good. Well, I'm very happy. Yeah. And to those of you listening, this is a fabulous, fabulous radio station. And, you know, the fact that I'm even allowed to come on and babble away for however many minutes. I mean, the different programming, we talked about it before. I mean, there's something for everybody on this station. And I encourage you to be, you know, a sustaining supporter if you can do it. I know that you guys, you know, have different sponsors, you know, even businesses that, you know, corporate sponsors and stuff. But I mean, you know, as I think all of you have said, like, no amount is too little, you know?
Right. And it is. And thank you for saying that. It's this is a great station. This is about the community. And this is why you say you come in and jibber jabber. But the fact is that you came in and you gave some really good information on the community, things that are thriving here, the businesses and the companies, the local businesses and companies. And that's why it's important. That's why WGXC is a central part of this community.
They so are. And we are very proud to have you as members of the chamber.
Thank you. Thank you
All
so
right.
Much,
Thanks, Liz. Pete. Thanks, Neva.